Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We continue our examination of Peter's painful restoration in John chapter 21, a wonderful account of how Christ restored Simon Peter to a place of usefulness once again in Christ's service. But before we get back into that account, let me encourage you to write for our sermon of the month, number 8, a Beacon Pulpit Bible study entitled Christian Love in Shoe Leather. Christian Love in Shoe Leather. The text is Romans chapter 12, verses 9 and 10, and it is available to anyone who will write and request it, giving us the call letters of this station, and of course your return address. We'll send it on cassette tape unless you specify CD. The mailing address again is the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201, or you can email us at beacon@netpath.net. All right, this famous interview of Jesus Christ with Peter on the shore of Galilee, where Jesus singled out Simon Peter, the disciple who had professed the greatest loyalty and dedication and commitment to Christ, insisted that if all the other disciples should fail the Lord, that he, Simon Peter, never would. In other words, he was professing a stronger love, a stronger commitment to Christ than any of the other disciples, and as you know, it turned out that Peter not only failed the Lord just like all the other disciples, but he actually failed the Lord far worse than the other disciples, for he specifically denied the Lord 3 times, just like Jesus said he would. And so now, after the crucifixion, after the resurrection, after the disciples are convinced that the Lord is alive, and they've gone to Galilee at Christ's instructions to meet him there, but Simon Peter has rounded up at least, I guess, 6 or 7 of them to go fishing, and then Christ shows up on the shore after they've toiled all night and caught nothing, and now, after having performed the miracle and enabled them to catch a big load of fish and to minister to their physical needs by serving them breakfast on the beach, now Jesus has some spiritual work to do. He has some counseling to do. He has some restoration to do. And Peter is the one who needs to be restored, because Peter is the one who has fallen farther than all the others. And it is important that Peter come to terms with what he did so that he can be restored. It's not simply enough to just ignore what happened, forget what happened, just with the sweep of a hand say all is forgiven, as important and wonderful as that is, but many times it is necessary to deal with what happened so that full restoration can take place. And so Jesus begins, as you know, with a question. John 21:15, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? More than the things of the world, the boats, the nets that you love so much? More than the other disciples, as much as you love these men? More than these other men love me, as you bragged that you did? And it may be that third one that is actually what Christ is saying. It's impossible to be certain what more than these means, but one thing is sure, that we must love Christ more than anything else. More than anything else, more than anyone else. But Jesus may be saying, Peter, you said you love me more than the others. Do you really love me more than these? That's what you said. Is it true? That's a tough one. That's a really tough one. And so what did Peter say? Simon, son of John, do you love me? Lovest thou me more than these? And he said unto him, Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Here's Peter's first reply. His first reply is, first of all, a positive response. Yes, Lord. Simon, do you love me more than these? And Peter says, Yes. Yes, Lord. I do. I love you more than I love these other things. I love you more than I love these other men. Yes, Lord, I do love you more than these other disciples love you, if that is what Christ was saying. I'm not sure which of the three it was. But his response takes on a greater humility than we've seen in Peter before. Not, yes, Lord, I do, but, yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love you. Yes, Lord. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, a positive response, but a humble response. Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He doesn't say that I love you more than these, but you know that I love you. Oh, Lord, you know that I love you. Lord, you know. You know my heart. You know I do. I do. You know that I do. Much more humility here. Peter's not backing down from his claim of loving Christ. He does love Christ. He really does love Christ, and he's grieved by his fall. And he is heart-stricken because of his failure. And he desires so much to be restored. And he wants to be able to serve the Lord again, if the Lord would be willing to have him, which he probably at this point doesn't know whether he will or not. But there's a great deal more humility in his response this time. Lord, you know my heart. You know all things. You know what's there. I'm not going to claim something that's contrary to what you know and what you say this time. This isn't the same old Peter, is it? The Lord says, this night shall all of you be offended because of me, because the Scripture says that I will smite the shepherd and the sheep shall be scattered. Oh, no, says Peter. All the others may, but I won't. Contradicting the Lord, saying, in effect, Lord, you don't know anything. You don't know everything. You're talking about the others, but you're not talking about me. You may understand their hearts, but you don't understand my heart. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What would cause Simon Peter to say something like this? Doesn't he understand how dishonoring that was to the Lord? Well, obviously he didn't. He didn't mean that to be dishonoring. He actually meant it to be honoring to the Lord. He meant to say, Oh, Lord, I love you so much, I wouldn't do such a thing. He meant it as a statement of affirmation and encouragement and dedication and commitment. He thought that was the proper response and didn't realize that in making this fumbling, bumbling response that he thought was the right response, but he was doing it out of his own will, his own mind, his own fleshly determination, that actually what he was doing was dishonoring the Lord by the very words that he spoke, and he was certainly going to dishonor the Lord a great deal more, exactly as Christ had said. He didn't give Christ the benefit of the doubt. He didn't give Christ didn't give Christ credit for knowing his own heart. He didn't give Christ credit for knowing what was going to happen. He didn't give Christ credit for being who he was and knowing what he knew. He acted like he knew more than Jesus. You say, well, Simon Peter, what a shame. I sure wouldn't do anything like that. You're sounding just like Simon Peter. I think far too often the people of God talk and act as if they know more than the Lord and don't realize that's what they're doing, what we're doing. We don't realize that's what we're doing. But I wonder what we are communicating when, for example, we act as if we know how to evangelize better than Christ. Don't get me started down this trail again, but I'll just put it out there. I see it all the time. People who act as if we've got some new angle on evangelism, a new corner on success. We've got some things that'll really work. Never mind that Christ never did it this way. Never mind that none of the apostles ever did it this way, because they were doing the way Christ taught them to do. Never mind that this was never to be found in the Bible and certainly wasn't used any time in the first century. Never mind all that. We have advanced. We know more. Oh, do we really? How honoring to Christ is that? For us to act as if we have superior understanding of human nature and of current conditions and of methods of evangelism that are superior to those that were employed by Christ himself. Doesn't that dishonor the Lord? In the very guise of honoring the Lord with our evangelism, we're going to honor the Lord by winning men to Christ. We're going to honor the Lord by winning a lot of souls. We're going to honor the Lord by seeing a lot of people come to Christ. And many times, in this very effort to honor the Lord, we are actually dishonoring the Lord, because we are acting as if we know more about this than he does. Just like Peter. Well, Peter had to learn differently before he could really be useful for Christ. The Lord had to show him his folly. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, thou knowest. Thou knowest that I love you. I do love you, O Lord, if I know my own heart, but I will yield to your superior knowledge. If you say I don't, then I don't. This is a new Peter. Before, you're all going to be offended of me this night. Oh, no, says Peter, not I, not I. The others might, but I won't. Oh, yes, you will, Peter. Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times. Now, a chastened Peter, a humbled Peter, says, Lord, I think I love you. I feel like I love you. I want to love you. My heart says that I love you, but I must acknowledge I apparently don't love you as much as I thought I did, and I don't love you as much as I should, or I wouldn't have failed you like I did. Oh, Lord, I want to love you, but oh, Lord, you know. You know. You know my heart. Please tell me. Please tell me that you see some love for me in my heart. Oh, Lord, you know that I love you. And that better be our response to Christ in every way. If we want to honor the Lord in anything, if we want to honor the Lord in evangelism, we should be saying, oh, Lord, you know that I want to be an evangelist, an instrument in your hands to bring souls to the Savior. And Lord, please show me how to do it. Please teach me your ways. Please show me your paths. Please help me to know how to do it properly, so that I not only honor you with my desire, but I honor you with the way that I carry out that desire. O Lord, thou knowest. May God help us. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.